Beach-based where?
I'm in Albany.
Okay,
I'm,
Patrick's in Albany.
Yep.
I'm next door to the sound bar.
Right. So what's really exciting about having you guys in the studio here today for me is, in addition to the live performance we're going to hear, and we're going to hear a bit about of your new release and talk to you, which is thrilling, but also to know that you're local artists and that there's a really interesting and growing scene of experimental sound.
There is, yeah, I think there is.
In the area. Yeah. So maybe give us a little bit of a background about how long you've been here and what we're going to hear today.
How long have we been here, Pat?
Well, 42 years now.
Yeah. We're both from the upstate area.
Yeah.
And we met in college, played in some bands in the 80s together when we were in college, and we've known each other for about 25 years, I guess.
At least, yeah.
And then Pat says 2 years ago. I think it's more like 3 years ago, but. We sort of got back together to do this Soundbarn the band
yeah.
project, and it's kind of evolved. We were kind of woodshedding in this space,
mm-hmm. yeah,
and then we and it sort of spun out into being a performance space.
Yeah, it's a fair summary. Yeah,
Pat agrees.
Pat is nodding.
There should be some kind of audio cue for that. Yeah, yeah. tell us a little bit more about what happens at the Sound Barn. I've been to at least one event there, which was really terrific.
Yeah, you were to one of the River Drone
yep.
pieces. It's sort of sporadic, but we've been collaborating a lot with Albany Sonic Arts Collective in Albany, which has really built a great grassroots scene for experimental music. Sometimes it's to perform a night of performance with various members of Albany Sonic Arts, or often we play. And then we've had a couple special events where we've done River of Drone 2 last year, which had a lot of players, as you may recall.
Mm-hmm, yeah.
There's something like 18 to 20 people playing in the space
yeah.
For 7 hours, durational improv piece. And this year... to give it a different character, we had 5 players, so it was maybe it was less loud.
Yes,
I think that was part of it. It was less loud, and it just it had sort of more beautiful shimmering moments, because sometimes it dropped to a duo or a trio,
mm-hmm.
and people would rotate through. This year was 5 hours long.
And this notion of duration, is this something that you would characterize as being important to your work as the band?
Huh. Seemingly.
Yeah. I mean, some of the pieces that we do, I mean, can tend to, you know, we lose time when we're playing. We kind of, you know, we record and we'll look up and realize we've been playing for 45 minutes,
mm-hmm.
and it's just you're just in the moment and you kind of lose time while playing. You know?
Keep trying to do some shorter pieces.
Yeah, it never quite works so well.
Yeah. Yeah. So it still comes in at 22 minutes.
At least. Yeah, that's the average. Yeah.
Yeah.
But it's not, but it sounds to me like maybe it's something intrinsic to your work together, but not something that you talk about a lot or are intentional about.
No, I think when we start out, we usually kind of have a general marching orders for ourselves. You know, we're either going to start low or start really loud.
Mm-hmm. It's a sketch at best.
Yeah. But, you know, once we start, who knows what's
going to
happen.
Yeah, all bets are off. Who knows? It has to just happen as it goes,
yeah,
I think.
Yeah, and it's all, you know, based on how our equipment holds up and
how we hold up.
Yeah.
So what performance presentation context do you most often find yourself in? Are you performing in clubs, or do you find yourself more in a gallery space? Or,
well, I guess we've performed in galleries just at Albany Sonic Arts. Often does performances at Upstate Artist Guild on Lark Street in Albany, and we've done that. But, you know, often we have this space, so we often just invite people to come to our place. Because it's, you know, and we don't have to move anything.
Right.
And you know, it's a nice big live cavernous mm-hmm. space, so it's fun to play in. We're definitely, I don't think we're a club band.
Yeah.
Maybe there's a club like that out there somewhere.
It's called the Sand Barn.
Maybe it is. I don't think we do that. But we've also had this other project that we've been working on, that's also a collaboration with Albany Sonic Arts, and I had wanted for a long time to do Reese Chatham's guitar trio piece, and Reese had recently expanded it to be not a trio but up to 10 guitars and 40 minutes long, two 20-minute sections, and it occurred to us that we actually had the players to do it. So we got Albany Sonic Arts in on it, Eric Hardiman and Ray Hare. Jefferson Pitcher was in at the beginning and is back again. Holland Hobson, Matt Ernst, who's really lives next door to me.
Matt Weston.
Matt Weston on drums, and Tara Fracolosi, my wife, and Soundbarn, the Soundbarn co sponsor, and we've worked up the full piece. We got Reese's endorsement for it and some coaching, and we've done it with the original projections from Robert Longo, and we did it at Flywheel, and we did it at Saratoga Arts, and we'd like to do it sometime down in Hudson. We haven't done it down here yet. It's a really remarkable piece, and the recordings of it don't render it. There are magical things that happen with the overtones as all these guitars are playing simultaneously that I don't think it can be recorded.
Well, there seems that there's several really special and unique spaces that are emerging and finding their voice here in town that would be really nice for that piece in particular. So hopefully our Hudson audiences and our radio listeners will have the opportunity sometime soon.
It's a really I think it's a very special piece. It's when people hear it live, they come up to you afterwards and say, I heard that. So you hear these strange shimmering voices.
Playing it as a performer, it's great to play.
It's just
moments where you're just looking around at each other and just like, yeah.
And Matt West is pretty awesome on drums. He's always a
powerhouse.
A joy to listen to. So.
And Soundbarn, the band, has a release that's coming out. Just come out.
Our first ever actual properly released recording in 20 years of doing things together. On Eric Hardiman's label, Tape Drift Records, which has been doing lots of cool stuff recently. And it's a piece called Valentine because it was recorded...
Roughly around
Valentine's Day. It's actually about a year old now, the recording itself. And it's recorded live in the Sound Barn with very minimal tweaking, a little snip here and there. But pretty much as it was. And we're super excited about it. It's our first real product ever.
So we should let our listeners know how to find out more about all the things we're talking about. So I guess let's start with, if they're interested in Valentine, is it all the same place? Is there a magical URL that contains all the answers?
Well, there is. Soundbarn.blogspot.com would have the information, but you can also, the CD is available at tapedrift.com. And I guess those are the sources.
Yeah.
And Albany Sonic Arts Collective, are they findable via Soundbarn?
Also, you could find them via Soundbarn, the Soundbarn blog page, or they also, I think they're albanysonicarts.blogspot.com.
Right. Yeah.
We're all fairly similar.
Yeah.
Easy to remember.
Terrific. So we're going to hear a little bit of Valentine after we're done talking, right? Do you want to say anything more? Do you want to prepare our listeners?
Be prepared.
It's a long piece, and it has a lot of different moods and moments in it. It's two guitars. We're both playing guitar through a host of pedals, and with a host of different. Maybe not quite preparations, but objects that we're using. So we're treating the guitars are maybe more like objects that make sound. Thurston Moore said, that, you know, they're a piece of wood with strings on it. You know, I think we're in keeping with that. and so all the sounds are being generated by that somehow, and they're looping and, you know, cycling around and stuff. So, it's just the two of us.
Yeah.
And the piece is about 30 minutes.
We're gonna
just hear a portion of that.
Just roll the dice and see where you
pick up wherever
it.
We choose to land.
Sure, sure.
And then you guys are gonna do something live for us following, right?
Yes.
Yes.
And is that connected to the Valentine Project, or is something completely different?
Something, yeah, whatever.
Yeah, it'll just be whatever
happens. Happens, yeah.
Might be horribly bad. There's always a possibility.
Or perhaps the most phenomenal thing you've ever done. Yeah,
possibly. It's such a fine line.
Well, terrific.
That's
well,
thanks for having us.
Oh,
by the way,
yeah, this is
awesome.
Yeah,
and congratulations on GXC.
Yeah, yes. I think this is the beginning of many projects, and I can imagine live broadcasts from the Sound Barn and all kinds of other things
into the future. Really awesome. Yeah, so. That'd be great.
So, for anyone who's just tuned in, this is Galen Joseph Hunter, and you're listening to a little conversation with Thomas Lael and Patrick Weckler. Oh, and the phone ringing.
We have a caller.
Turn down the ringer here. That's good. Let's people know that it's live radio. Tom and Pat are our sound barn. And we're going to listen in just a moment to a little bit of their new release called Valentine, and then hear a live performance. So should I go into Valentine? Or
sure.
Yeah, you think so?
Yeah.
Sure.
All right, let's give it a shot here. Let's see. Make sure everything's set up here. And we will roll the dice, and we'll roll the dice and with my engineering skills as well. Let's see what happens.
It's a click away.